Yesterday, a Food and Drug Administration committee recommended approval for a new gene therapy for a rare eye condition that can leave children blind. The therapy comes from a Philadelphia-based company, Spark Therapeutics, founded by Jeffrey Morazzo, who, full disclosure, is son of WHYY CEO Bill Morazzo. As WHYY's Alan Yu reports, this development could be an important moment for the field of gene therapy.
Some children are born with rare eye disorders that make it hard for them to see because the cells in their eyes can't make a certain protein. The genes in the cells are instructions telling the cells how to make those proteins.
And the cell is making all the other proteins, it just can't make that one because it's got a mistake in the instructions.
Catherine High is the head of research and development at Spark Therapeutics. The therapy uses a virus to carry the gene with the correct instructions to the cells in the eye so they can make the missing protein and the person can see better. It's worked in clinical trials so far. If the FDA gives final approval, it could be prescribed by doctors all over. David Williams, the chief scientific officer of Boston Children's Hospital, says the FDA committee recommendation this week is a promising step forward. He wasn't involved in this particular gene therapy, but he's also working in that field.
There's just a great deal of excitement now in the field that we're through this period of downsizing and now in a period of expanding interest.
He explains that gene therapy has had its ups and downs in the past, including in 1999 when a patient in a clinical trial at the University of Pennsylvania died. That scared scientists and companies away from gene therapy for a while, but now the field is making a bit of a comeback. The FDA is expected to announce whether it approves the treatment by mid-January. Alan Yu, WHYY News.